Earth's summit. Lake Chad. Lake Chad used to be the sixth largest lake in the world. Now it has shrunk to a mere one-tenth of its former size. 90% of its water comes from the Chari River. The average quantity of water flowing into the Chari has declined by half. As a result of the degradation of the lake's environment, the inhabitants have stopped raising cows and camels. Instead, they now herd sheep and goats. This resulted in severe degradation of the vegetation cover and the wood-producing trees. The surface area of the lake surface has shrunk from 25,000 square kilometres to only 2,000. The life of more than 20 million people depends on Lake Chad. This number will double within a quarter of a century. So will the number of 8 million people who currently live directly on the lake. In order to save Lake Chad, there is an urgent need to complete the construction of the Palembo Dam on the Apangi River. Thus, the Apangi River and the Chari rivers will be connected to each other. The waters of the Apangi will flow into the Chari. A great deal of work is also required to combat the sands threatening to block the flow of the Chari River. Such work far exceeds the capacity of the country's concerns. As such, it requires international action and assistance. I place this problem before the Johannesburg conference.